Hello, is it Scott?
Yeah.
Hi, Scott. It's Aaron from INS Law. Sir, how are you?
I'm fine.
That's good. Scott, just for data protection, can you confirm your address for me and date of birth, please?
That's 42 Viewpoint Place, flat 34, G213AS.
Perfect. Thank you very much. And your date of birth?
It's the 1st of 1980.
Perfect. Thank you very much for that. Did you say it was flat? Sorry, Scott, at the start.
Yeah, flat 34.
Flat 34. My apologies. I've missed that on our initial phone call. I do apologize. So Scott, yeah, as I said, my name's Adam again. I'm just giving you a call, just following the documents that I've sent you, sir. Just seeing if obviously if I can assist you in any way and then getting them back over to myself.
Yeah, no, that's I've not got photographic ID. I had to send away for my bus passing.
Yeah, no, that's completely fine. The bus pass we can't unfortunately accept. The scheme don't accept it.
Okay.
But do you have a birth certificate at all?
A what?
A birth certificate.
No, I lost that a long time ago.
Okay, that's completely fine. And if you don't have any form of ID, what you can do is send through 3 proofs of address.
Okay.
So just 3 recent letters, which are dated within the last 3 months. You can send them over to ourselves. Do you have WhatsApp at all?
Yeah.
Yep, what I'll do then is I'll send you a message on WhatsApp and then you can just send me pictures of your proof of address, the 3 documents. And then
see
what...
Sorry, yep. See what else it is? Stephen, you spoke to me last week. I didn't want to say it because I was very embarrassed about getting sexually abused.
Okay, Scott. I completely understand that. I can understand how you're feeling behind it. I also appreciate as well. Obviously, you come up forward and talking to myself about it now. Where was it that you were sexually abused? Was it in the school?
Yeah, and Park and Rain.
Yep. Okay. Can I do you mind me adding this into your statement, because that is of course, Scott, it's a massive factor.
I didn't want to say it, but I'm speaking to my actual wife, and she's like, Scott, you have to tell him. I was like, no, I don't want to tell him because it gets me upset. She's like, Scott, you need to tell him.
Yeah, no, of course. And I completely understand how you're feeling, man to man. I do completely understand how you feel. But, you know, I appreciate you building the courage up to admit it to myself. And I'm sorry that did happen to you, Scott.
It just gets me that upset that I start smashing things up and all that.
Yeah, no, of course. I completely understand. So I really do. And I don't want to pressure you into anything at all, or you know, cause any emotions to occur. But what I would like to do, Scott, is just grab some details around it on exactly what happened, how it happened, so I can put this into your statement and resend it to you, if that's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. excuse me. So talk to me about it, Scott. How did it happen? What happened to you?
When they used to get to bed, the actual staff used to go home, and it was a night staff used to come in.
Yeah.
And they used to cling into the bed and fucking, I didn't know. I was only a young boy, so I didn't know that it was actually wrong at the time.
Yeah.
And they used to get me to touch him, and then he would go down on me and put my thing in his mouth and it's fucking disgusting, man.
Yeah, no, it's okay.
It gets me so upset, man.
Yeah, no, it's okay, Scott. Take your time. Take your time. It's absolutely fine. You're talking to a safe space here. And I'm here. I'm here to listen to you and understand. And again, I am sorry that this, you know, this has happened to you, and it's just a tribute today. You know, you'd be proud of yourself for you know, I coming to terms with it and opening up about it. So was this a male staff member? Was it?
Yeah, male staff. Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
I used to go up to the actual school to see if I could see the bust.
So you could see the what, sorry?
I used to go up to the actual school to see if I could see him.
If you could see him?
Yeah, because I was going to drag him in the back of a car.
Yeah, I understand that. Okay. So did this member of staff, did you say that he used to he grabbed your hand to touch him as well, was it?
Yeah,
okay. And when you say touch him, was it? And I am sorry to go into depth a little bit here. Was you just touching his clothing? Was it hand down his pants?
It was actually playing me fucking angry, man.
Yeah. Okay. So was his pants down? Were they?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry that's happened to you. And did he in any way force like his genitals into your mouth at all?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And then I used to have to put my mouth in his.
I'm sorry that's happened to you and you've had to experience that at such a young age, Scott. It's not nice to for you to experience at all.
Oh, I still think nothing's going, man.
What was that, sorry?
That's all right, man.
Okay, so what I've done, Scott, obviously I understand this is very sensitive for you. I'm not gonna read back what I've put in for you. What I've done is I've noted down in your brief statement what you told me, and you know, kind of put it into the realistic scenario. This will now be on your updated forms that I'll resend out to you now. I understand you know, you might not want to read it. That's completely fine. It's at your own discretion.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm hoping you have that faith in me that I've done a good job for you. But what I'm going to do for you now, Scott, is I'll send these forms back out to you via email. I'll also send you the WhatsApp so you can send me three proofs of address over. And if you get these forms back to me today at some point, I can send off for your application form. I can send it off to the Scottish Government and I'm request for your application number. So I'll get these forms out to you via email. And if you've got any questions or need any assistance, give me a call back. I'll look out for these forms and get your application sent off today if you get these back to me. Okay.
Thank you.
That's not a problem, Scott. I'll send them documents over to you right away, and that WhatsApp message as well.
Okay,
but yeah,
thank
Scott,
you.
Thank you. No, thank you very much for you know, bringing that to my attention and for me for being able to, you know, put that into your statements. I do appreciate that and you know the trustworthiness that you've brought to this phone call. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Not a problem, Scott. I'm only a phone call away if you need anything. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, mate. Enjoy the rest of your day. Thanks, Scott.
Thank you.
Cheers. Bye now.
Bye-bye.